This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Two weeks from today, we'll know the results on things we've been talking about for months. Countdown is on. We have our top 15 list from your input yesterday. The top 15 items that will receive our focus between now and Election Day. Meaning, as we plan each show, we're going to look to that list and say, okay, have we done this? Have we done that? Have we done... what's interesting is the Senate race was the number one thing that you all voted on. And thank you so much, by the way, for the input. We had a lot of great input yesterday. And we were literally tallying these until just before the show started today. And it didn't surprise me that the Senate race was number one. That was the most important thing on everybody's mind. And I think arguably we've obviously spent the lion's share of our time to date on that as well. And it's important. Very, 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 very important. North Dakota could play a role in saving the United States Senate from falling into Democratic hands. Supreme Court nominations, everything that the Senate does, it's very important. Number two did surprise me, though. Ready for number two on the list? Measure three. Todd, does that surprise you?
Nah.
It doesn't?
Nothing surprises me anymore.
No?
You kidding?
Oh, we've been hearing, I would say this. Measure three has prompted the most spirited debate of all the discussions we've done. By far.
Very polarizing. It's another one of those things where you're not going to necessarily get people that are way over on one side to go way over to the other.
Yeah. Number two was the House race. I'm sorry, number three. Number three was the House race. And the comments on the House race are like, hey, I really appreciate the coverage on the Senate race, but I don't feel like we're getting enough on the House race. There's not enough attention on that race. We hear that quite often. That's kind of the overwhelming theme there. There was a tie for number three with measure number one. All right. So that's in the top five. And I figured that would be as well because we've had some great conversations about it and people have been wondering what the deal is. And then I'll give you number five on the list. I won't give you all of them yet. We'll continue to trickle these out. But I'll give you number five, sheriff races. We're going to put those all in one bucket that we had, the Cass County Sheriff's race, McKenzie County, Stark County, a number of votes there. So I just put those all in one bucket, and that ended up at number five with sheriff races. Again, I'm thrilled. I think it's fantastic that people care about, those races. The Supreme Court race is here. You know why? I think people say, hey, there's one candidate, the incumbent. There's one, the challenger. I don't know enough. I hear a little there. I hear a little there. Give me more. That's fabulous. That's fantastic. That is really great. So anyway, we have the whole 15 filled out for the top 15 between now and Election Day. And we have randomly selected MyPillow winners. I was only able to notify one of the MyPillow winners. Asked for the name and address there, so we'll get a few more of those out there today. I appreciate everybody doing that. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon. Glad to have you aboard on the program today. We're going to spend much of the first hour talking about whatever it is you like to talk about. Tell us what's on your mind today. I want to remind you the Honor Flight is returning to Bismarck tonight at 7:30, and they really want a nice crowd out of the Bismarck Airport to welcome those heroes home, which is really neat. This is the first ever Native American honor flight, which is a neat idea. They've done a lot of these over the years. Kevin Kramer, I remember being an instrumental fundraiser to get those going in Bismarck. They started in Fargo, but he said, hey, we got to have them out west, too, and raised a bunch of money to get them going. And Bismarck has kept plugging away, kept doing them, and it's been great. They're really neat. I had a chance to go on a few of them, and, you know, the stories you hear and the bonds you make. And I often think of the vets I met on the trip and, you know, how they're doing. You don't know. Obviously, if you're a World War II vet on an honor flight, you're getting up there in years, and now they've shifted to Vietnam and a few others. But if you know of, you know, a family member or, you know, somebody out there that was along on one of those honor flights, I'd love to hear from them and just get a shout-out and say hello, because it was really fun to meet so many of those wonderful people. So anyway, that's happening tonight as well. Heidi Heitkamp is going to be going to a number of locations in North Dakota with a fellow by the name of Chuck Hagel today. Chuck Hagel is a former defense secretary. He was Obama's secretary of defense. He did Obama fire him? How did he get fired? I remember he got fired for mishandling the ISIS crisis. And, you know, Obama mishandled it, too. So, I mean, it's just not a priority when you're a Democratic administration to worry about defense and national security. In fact, you look at what they did. You look at what they did to try and decimate the military under Obama. Man, it's unbelievable. Anyway, so Senator Hagel is here to talk about veterans issues with Heidi Heitkamp today. And Heidi's a little miffed, as you remember from the last debate, that she has been portrayed as anti-veteran. Here's the deal. In my mind, being pro-veteran, this is for a Republican, for a Democrat, anybody, being pro-veteran should mean I 100% understand what you think of the current system. I never heard Heidi Heitkamp say, you know, this VA works in Fargo, but it doesn't work many other places. I don't like the fact that we had a call yesterday on this program from a veteran living in a car in South Dakota. Mac is his name. And by the way, Mac, I hope we can make you laugh today, because by making him laugh yesterday, he said he decided to call the show. And then he told us the story. He didn't want anybody to feel sorry for him at all. He just said there was work to be done on the system. He's absolutely right. And as long as Mac, somewhere in the Black Hills, is having to live in his car and not get the services necessary, I can't, shouldn't rest. And I don't want talk. I don't want blather. I don't want, you know, a former senator and, you know, defense secretary that got canned because he didn't properly marshal the assets to fight ISIS, talking about how it's going to get done. And Chuck Hagel's a vet. I mean, he deserves certainly our respect for his service, but I'm saying he's more a politician than he is a vet. We should call Ben Sass. You know, Ben Sass down in Nebraska, I think he's got Chuck Hagel's seat down there. Find out a little bit more about him. Anyway, we'll dig into that. But Mac, Rapid City, Black Hills, Pennington County, call back. A texter wants us to ask Chuck Hagel about Benghazi. Maybe we should try and schedule Chuck Hagel on the program. He takes his advice from the Heitkamp campaign. He's not going to come talk to the largest audience on the Northern Plains. No, sorry, he wouldn't do any of that. Don't talk to me about how you're for vets. What do you do? What do you do? How do you fight for them? And, Mac, I'd love it if you'd call back, because a lot of people called in yesterday after you were on wanting to help and suggesting there are a few different resources that do it well that you might want to consider checking out. Otherwise, come to North Dakota. We'll take care of you. We got this one on South Dakota. The other thing I wanted to talk about today on my mind, and find out most importantly what's on your mind about it, is this caravan. This caravan from Central America, busting into Mexico, attempting to bust into the United States. This whole thing seems like a made-for-TV deal to me. It really does. For one, every time I see a news report about it, a bunch of people standing around. What kind of a caravan? You know, as people sitting on their butts. Isn't a caravan mean you move? You're going one point to the next? I don't get it. It's like a photo op. I also see 90% young men. Now, I guess that they're the kind that can pick up steaks, but this isn't about, you know, I can't feed my child. I'm going to, you know, I mean, this isn't mom saying I want it. Not in large numbers. I don't know. I don't know. The whole thing smells to high heaven for me. I also don't know with the reporting and whatnot, what's happening? Like, what's actually going on? You know, are they, is this happening? Are they making, okay, yesterday they were here, now they're at mile marker. Well, you know what? I don't know. The whole thing is really bizarre. I want to know what you make out of it. You know, what you think's going on here? What you think's happening? Who's responsible? Why are they doing this? What's going on? Tell me, 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon. My wife Marie and I, our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndieBlackPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
A man who has become a really good friend of mine. You know, we had our little difficulties, right? But actually, if you remember, the beginning, it was a love fest. And they kept saying, the fake news back here, they kept saying, Remember, they kept saying, well, when is it going to break up? And I'd say, don't worry, it'll break up. We actually had a rally in Washington, D.C. together. And nobody could believe it. They said, what's going on? What are you doing? But we had the rally together. And then we said, you know, it's time. That's what has to happen. And it got nasty. And then it ended. And I'll tell you what, nobody has helped me more with your tax cuts, with your regulation, with all of the things that we're doing, including military and our vets, than Senator Ted Cruz. Nobody.
How about that? President Donald Trump, little kiss and make up. They've done that long ago. But the media, of course, likes to refer back to the Lion Ted line. He has a new line for him, though. So that's pretty good. What was it again, Kim? Beautiful Ted Cruz? Did you get it, Todd? I forget the nickname he was trying a few of them out. Texas Ted. That was the one I heard. I like that one. Texas Ted. That was pretty good. Hey, folks, Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, back on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, would you? 800-228-0550. CJ's here from Dak Diesel, one of our fine sponsors. He's fixing stuff today. What are you fixing, CJ?
Let's see. I got a front cover on a C-15, and then also doing head gaskets on a 6-liter diesel Ford. And a couple other little projects. Got the Bobcat that I got to pay for shipping, or actually get the shipping lined up on that engine block to get it back here, so we can assemble that and get it put back together. So, you know, if you want to get rid of Todd, you know, since he's such a fine mechanic, Scott, you know, you can send him down here. Or how about this? I'll bribe you to get rid of him, you know, since he's such a fine mechanic.
Yeah, well, you'd answer because
Scott's been trying to get rid of me for years. And
fine co-host. I mean, there'd be no buzzer, there'd be no bell, there'd be, you know, we was the trains would not run on time here. I'm afraid we couldn't do it. Yeah, there we go. Exactly right.
Well, that's a good deal, I guess. You know, that's one of those things, once you have a good guy, you got to keep him, right?
That's right. Exactly right. And I know that we have a good guy to fix all things diesel in Bismarck, a Dak Diesel. CJ will take care of you. What number should we call you at to line up an appointment?
Call me at 258-5011, or if it's an emergency, I do believe on my message on my answering machine is the 210-0888 number, and that is my cell. So if you have an emergency passing through the area and your truck is acting up, whatever the case is, definitely give me a call. So.
Don't worry, folks. Yeah, CJ's not going to try to hire me to do anything beyond, you know, Windex and window wipe here. Because anything beyond that, you're starting to get out of my element. So.
I can handle the armor all. I'll do the armor all.
I'll do the armor all. I'll do the windows. CJ will do the important stuff.
I'm going to stick to what we know here.
Your stuff will still work when you bring it to CJ. I will not have worked on it.
All right. CJ, thanks a bunch. Folks, DakDiesel.com, or give him a call today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott. Have a great week.
Texter says, ask Heidi Heitkamp if she's willing to send troops to the border to stop the invasion. Wait a minute. Do you know where Heitkamp will be today? I have the day off and I'd like to attend. I guess you're talking about the events with the Hagel fellow. Bismarck, let's see here, AMVETS, 11:30 a.m. today. Yeah, 11:30 today, AMVETS, 2402 Railroad Avenue, Bismarck. That'd be a good idea. You know, these are public places. You can go there and because what they generally do is they'll get some, you know, donors and supporters and you know, people there, but you know, regular folks that don't necessarily agree with their policies. Ask her what she thought of the Vietnam War when she was in college. That'd be a good question to ask for. Whether she said any mean things to vets that came home. I'd love to know that. Then up to Newtown, a Four Bears Casino ballroom. In Newtown at 2:45 today as well, or Minot. I don't know where this text is from, but Minot, 6 p.m. tonight, North Dakota State Fair Event Center, 6 p.m. Tonight as well. So there you go. And then there's some tomorrow as well, starting in Grand Forks at UND. And then Portland, Fargo, Manador. If you want any of those others, just let us know. We're happy to tell you. But I think the texter has a good idea. You want to know, does she support... you know, sending troops to the border to stop the invasion, then ask, how about the border wall? Is this not a argument for the border wall? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Why are people delaying on this? Stopping Trump on this? I don't get it. Let's go. So anyway, make some sense of this caravan for me. I'd appreciate that. And anything else on your mind, call us at 258-0550. Text me, 367-2054. Text Todd, 226-8503. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. I got a couple things, but I heard you're having Brian Kilmeade on, and I'm not going to be able to call in later, but I was watching Fox and Friends this morning, and they were talking about the caravan coming up, and Kilmeade said he just could not believe that the Democrats wouldn't want to work with the Republicans on stopping this caravan coming up. He was just in shock that they wouldn't work together with them. And I don't know. I thought the guy had more common sense than that. Yeah, might get a couple Democrats, a handful of them that would, but for the most part, you know, modern Democrat Party, they're not going to work with that. That's all they see is votes coming up here. So I don't, maybe you should ask him why he thinks that. Maybe, you know,
that's, well, I have that's a, yeah, I, first of all, I didn't talk to him about the, I already did the interview. So a little, full disclosure, did the interview after the show. It's going to play. Coming up at 11:30, he wrote a book about Andrew Jackson and the miracle of New Orleans. It's a really neat little history book. So we talked a little bit about that. Then we talked about some other things, but I don't remember. But I don't think I got to the border. So I just wanted to tell you, it's a good suggestion for a question because I agree with you. I don't know why. I mean, in my mind, they're part of this. Although Rush Limbaugh yesterday said that CNN is spending 80% of their time on the Saudi Arabia deal. We did talk about that, Khashoggi. And not focusing on the caravan. He's saying if it were a Democratic idea to embarrass Trump, CNN would be covering it. You know, some analysis there. I don't know, but I agree with you. They're not going to train.
Okay. Well, he seems like a pretty common sense guy. I usually agree with him. But anyway, my second thing, when I was on hold, when I was out on deliveries here on my job, I heard Bob Martinson's commercial. My representatives here, I like them a lot, especially Karen Carls, and both of them have A ratings. Karen actually has an A-plus rating from the NRA, and Bob has an A. Their opponents is Joe Ellsbury, and I think it's Rachel Thomas, and they didn't even bother filling out the NRA questionnaire because I bet you any amount of money that both of them would be F-rated or a D-minus.
Not a good sign. Not a good sign. No. Yep.
Same goes for Gary Emmerich. He got an A on the questionnaire, and Erin Olvan, proven anti-Second Amendment record. She got a D by the NRA. So I just want my representatives in District 35 start advertising your NRA grade because a lot of people around here, you know, they appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's today, Scott.
I appreciate it. By the way, that Gary Emmerich Erin Olvan race is about more than even who wins that race, but about setting the tone for going forward in the legislature, and I hope Gary Emmerich wins that one big time. More after this.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Okay, royalty owners, listen up here. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their annual convention, the Oil and Gas Minerals 6th Annual Convention, Bismarck, North Dakota, June 28th and 29th. Mark your calendars. This is an educational event that is open to the public. As always, the presentations offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the state capitol, and more. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online, naro-us.org/events. That's naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. Hurry for those early bird deals.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Turkey addressing parliament today, talking to lawmakers about the death of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was never seen after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Through an interpreter, the Turkish president says Saudi officials must reveal who ordered the killing of Khashoggi.
The Vienna Convention and other rules of international law do not allow the investigation of such a vicious murder to be prevent it by resorting to the shield of diplomatic immunity.
The Turkish president saying Khashoggi's death was planned, and he called it a savage murder. Hurricane Willa expected to slam into Mexico with 145-mile-an-hour winds today. By week's end, it could be dumping rain on the Carolinas. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Just in case you missed Donald Trump in Texas yesterday, that big rally, he was having a blast. Did you happen to hear this?
I didn't do it. So if you want him to investigate, we'll just have to nominate Hillary Clinton to the United States Supreme Court. How do you like that? Let's see how she does. If Judge Kavanaugh had to go through what he went through, and there is a, he's a fine man. Can you imagine Hillary up there? That would take 3 to 4 years of questions. At stake in this election is whether we continue the extraordinary prosperity that we've all achieved, or whether we let the radical Democrat mob take a giant wrecking ball and destroy our country and our economy.
I love this new theme, jobs or mobs? Which one are you for? I think they got something going there. Didn't a certain senator from North Dakota who wants to be re-upped for another 6 years, didn't she think Hillary Clinton would be? She probably would have voted for Hillary Clinton for Supreme Court because she thought she was amazing. Going to be an amazing president, incredible, just bragging something fierce. Why not we go? Curtis is waiting. What's on your mind, Curtis?
Hey, Scott. This coming election, you got some four majors on the ballot and stuff. I'm just going to run it by and see what you're thinking. Major one, I'm going to vote no. Major two, probably yes. Major three, a definitely no. And then major four is kind of maybe. I'm kind of up in the air. To me, I mean, I'm a veteran. If I want a license plate with a, you know, veterans, I go buy it. You know, I mean, if you're proud to have something on there, most of the volunteers don't do it for glory. So to me, you know, I guess it's kind of up in the air, but I don't know. I'll wait till I get in, but it's probably.
By the way, you described my feelings exactly on all four of those. And, you know, on measure four, this is the one where first responders are given a license plate. They don't pay for a license plate. They get the little designation on there.
Right.
Also get admitted to parks. I think it's well-intentioned. I think good people behind it, but I think it's a little clunky, and I think there's a better way to recognize and do something that would be meaningful for first responders. So I'm probably going to be a no, too.
Because the guys I talk to, most everybody's saying, well, it should be like a city or the county. You know, why should it be a state issue? You know, let the cities, you know, if you want to have the city do it or even the counties that you're in, there's all the, like, Grassy Butte and, you know, all these small, North Dakota is such a small state that has volunteers. If it wasn't for volunteers, you know, we wouldn't have anything, really, except, yeah, you know, no, good cities, point. Of course. But
funny story.
But they don't do it for the license plates.
No, that's true. That's very true. Although, that's a great sacrifice. There's no doubt about it. I think it's nice to recognize them in some way, do something, but I'm just not sure this is the route to go. Funny story, my daughter called yesterday, and she received her ballot. So she was kind of all fired up to get to vote for the first time. She's in college out in New Haven, Connecticut. And, you know, she's just picking my brain a little bit. Now, mind you, she's not asking me to tell her how to vote. She's asking me, okay, give me each of these, right? So she's putting me through the paces on... I'm trying to decide here or there. Tell me both sides. We spent the most time on Measure 4 of any of them, I think. Why would you do it for first responders? I'm like, well, I do want to do something nice for first responders, but it's taxpayer money, and is it really, do they want that? Is this like a big deal to them? And, you know, it's just, you know, like, so, yeah, you know, it's kind of a fun
thing. So you kind of agree, like, no, yes, no, no.
Yeah, I flip a coin, but I'm going to go no, I think, just because...
that's why I was thinking the same thing. I probably have to flip the coin when I get in there to vote on Mayor 4. So, I mean, I support them guys 110%, but to me, I don't know if it's a waste of money and, man, I mean, if you want it, just go buy it. You know, if you don't want it, just get a sticker, put it on your back of your window, you know, or something like that.
Exactly right. Are we going through the rest of your ballot, Curtis?
No, I just wanted to know what your thought were on them.
On the measures.
I'm voting pure Republican. I would not vote for a Democrat to save my life.
How about on the Supreme Court justice? What'd you decide there? I get a lot of calls about that one.
It was a dog and pony show for the Democrats. I mean, it was such a ridiculous, no proof, but...
Yeah, you're talking about Kavanaugh. I'm talking about the state on the ballot, because there's no RD there.
You know, and that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't even realize that was on the ballot. So I thought you meant Kavanaugh.
I think that's why a lot of people are asking about it, because they, you know, they don't know the names. They don't know...
Right. I guess, you know, I mean, if you have any insight on it, I'd definitely love to hear what you say.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for the incumbent. Lisa McEvers is on the ballot. I'm going to go there. Robert Belinsky, the challenger, is a bit of a loose cannon, and that's my term that I use. I don't know if I've heard anybody else say that, but, you know, he's kind of a... You know, I think he would just go there and break a lot of China. Now, you know, maybe at some point that isn't such a bad idea, but he really is, he's a little reckless about it. So I've interviewed him before, and the guy scares me practically. He's like, wow.
Well, I appreciate that, because, like I said, I forgot that would be on the ballot. I've been looking at the majors, and of course I'm voting any Republican and stuff. And then, I didn't realize that, they were going to be Supreme Court.
That one's on there too. You bet, Curtis. Well, I appreciate you calling.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Thanks a bunch. Chris in somewhere in North Dakota is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Scott. McKenzie County, I said.
McKenzie County. That's a great county. I love it. Yes.
Out on an oil pad without a town associated with it. So,
is that right? You can't even see the town. You're making it go. I wonder if most folks know that there is a... There's a about an 80-mile circle around Watford City where, you know, I forget the number, but a lion's share, huge percentage of North Dakota's oil comes from. That is the sweet spot big time. So Chris is right there in the middle of the place that sends the world sweet, beautiful crude from North Dakota.
You know, diesel engines could practically drink it unfiltered. It's that clean. It's great to be out here. I thank heaven above for the Indian summer we're having. I hope the soybean farmers are getting their crops out of the ground. When it comes to a handle on the Mexico, the Guatemalan, Honduran, Central American migration,
yes.
Think about how much it costs to sway a vote in a campaign. Sometimes it's a ton of money. You know, we're having elections in the county here where so much of the money is being spent, but it's appropriate because of how much we've got, $135 million budget, I think, next year for a small county. That's huge. So there's a lot of fight because a lot of people want to be able to participate in that, and they think they've got ideas about how way to take it. Well, if you think about buying voters if there was like voter march and you could go buy a voter, it takes, it costs $350 to fly a person from Guatemala to El Paso. If you can fly somebody from Guatemala to El Paso for $350, I bet you George Soros can probably buy four or five voters and move them north. Now, these are human beings, and they have a desire to live and get out of horrible situations. I get that. But our country isn't the answer. If they didn't have an outlet, then maybe they would stay and fight. You know? At the end of the day, though, $350 to get from there to here, that's a whole lot of voters for a little bit of money for a billionaire. He can swing states with that. The guy likes to topple governments. So that's where I think it's at. It's all about votes.
Do you think it's a vote-getter? I don't understand necessarily. I honestly think it would probably help Republicans more than Democrats because Republicans are saying, this is insane. We have got to secure the border. We've got to vote for Republicans so they build that wall. Oh, we've got to be done with this. What's that?
Future votes.
What you mean?
The long term.
Yeah, the idea that they get in as a refugee, asylum. They come
asylum,
in and say,
yeah,
this is bad, and then they're here, and then they stay here, and then they vote. So it's more about, you know, and adding to the
yeah,
role.
The future. And the trick is, because they're not from a country adjacent to ours, they can't be easily repatriated. I heard this on a director of DHS was talking on one of the, I think, Fox. And he was saying, because we have a loophole, if you're not from a country directly adjacent to us, which is Canada or Mexico, and then the repatriation doesn't happen. By current law, if they get across the border, by current law, DHS has to meet them, process them, hold them until they're processed, and then release them with a court date that could be 2, 3, 4 years out. So these Central American voters are going to be here. If they get across the border, they will be here beyond Trump's second term, a lot of them, before they ever get their hearing, if they even show up.
And by the way, this has happened under previous Democratic administrations where the numbers were surging of folks from Central America, countries that were coming through Mexico and doing this. I think Bush 43 pushed through some stop to that and changed that, and it helped greatly. Appreciate the call. Here is what a former ICE agent is saying will happen when this caravan gets to the border.
It all depends on where they're going to come in. If they come through the port of entry, the inspectors there will probably turn them around and have them go back south. If they persist to come forward, they'll refer them to an asylum officer. But what I'm afraid of is that they're going to be going back into Mexico and then do an end-around, come across our border, then turn themselves over to the Border Patrol, who in turn will have to leave their posts, take all these aliens into custody, process them. In the meantime, opening up our border for the cartels to exploit with their drugs or whatever else they're going to come, whatever else will come across. The other thing with this migrant group, it's a concerted effort by Pueblo Sin Frontera, who is an anti-border, anti-sovereignty group out of California, who's orchestrated this entire thing, and they've done it for several years. Why they have not been prosecuted at this point is beyond me, but they can be prosecuted for 8 U.S.C. 1325, 24, and 18 U.S.C. 1326, or 27, rather. So they need to be prosecuted for allowing this to happen.
Well, you know, there's a perspective you haven't heard in a long time. Okay, who's pushing it through, and why haven't they been prosecuted? My goodness. Craig in Moorhead, Minnesota, home of the Spuds. What's on your mind?
Well, two reasons why it's not the Republicans behind it. First of all, if it was, with the 90% of the media against the Republicans, it'd be found out immediately. Number two, when this border guy says to turn them around, this is just what the Democrats want. When you listen what happened at DAPL and how they lied when the water cannons, and they made that illegalness look like it was our fault, that's what they want on that border. They want these visions of these poor families getting...
That's a good point, Craig. It's a good point. Hang on. We'll finish in a minute.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world, taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Craig and Moorhead is gone now. We were chatting with him about his theory on this and how it happens. And I think he's got a pretty good theory on all of it as well. So I wanted to finish a little more on that, but that's okay. We got a lot of full bank of calls. We'll keep going here at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Lignite Energy Council and the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Clean, reliable coal means what? Affordable energy, reliable energy. And a whole lot more, actually, because when they're providing clean, reliable energy, they are making very good wages. In fact, for years, what was it, Mercer County had the highest average annual salary in all of North Dakota, right in the middle of the coal country. But these are good jobs, these are good neighbors. It contributes mightily to the company. There's a bunch of companies, huge number of companies that supply the industry. There's jobs from that. There's just a lot of economic benefit. But most importantly, the economic benefit of affordable energy is hard to quantify. It's so important to our economy. And, of course, reliable as well in our cold winters in our hot summers. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Texter says, next time a union guy comes on, says he wants to vote for Heidi instead of Kevin, ask him if he knows Heidi's choice for our coal industry and immigration. I work in the industry, and I don't see union laborers and union welders anymore. I have to learn to speak Spanish because they don't speak English, and I don't believe they're from North Dakota as well. All right. Appreciate that take. John is in beautiful Rugby, North Dakota. John, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm back at the Heidi thing because I want to reiterate a few things. Just to remind some people who know, I've said this before, I voted for her, but she appeared in at a Petroleum Council meeting in Medora when she was running Ann Strithberg, and she really kind of hit it out of the park at that meeting, and I had the opportunity to visit with her, and ask her point blank, because I'm naturally suspicious of Democrats, so, but she seemed real, and she answered my question, which was, how are you, you know, I want to know how you're going to vote when it comes down to the whether you're representing your to what the constituents of this state want or what the pressures of these big state senators do to you. What are you going to do? And her, of course, her response was, I am here to represent the state of North Dakota. And so I guess we know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, because when it came, push came to shove, she has not been there. She, not only that, she's been far away from there. Changed her story on why she didn't vote for Justice Kavanaugh.
You know, and I was thinking about this, John, for some reason early this morning. And my thought was this. First of all, Heidi Heitkamp has never, and I repeat, never voted for North Dakota, in other words, a position North Dakota favored when it mattered. So in other words, she wouldn't do that when she could point to a few votes, Neil Gorsuch and a few other votes that she's voted on and been in favor of the same thing North Dakota's been for or a Republican, but the vote didn't matter. It wasn't a difference maker. So in other words, she doesn't ever vote with Trump, with North Dakota, with Republicans. When it matters, when her vote is needed, when it's, there's some pain there, right? She's got to go look Chuck Schumer in the eye and say, sorry, I work for North Dakota, not you, Chuck Schumer. She's never had to do that. To Chuck Schumer one time. She's never done it. And, of course, on Kavanaugh, she, again, went the other way. You know, so, but here's what I want people to think about, John. Imagine everything you said. You were duped. You thought, all that talk in Medora at that conference was going to turn into action, and it didn't. In fact, I can point directly to the methane rule, something that had to do with the regulation of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, in which she had the deciding vote. She could have ended Obama-era regulations and gone back to the others, stopped them, and she stuck it to the oil and gas industry. Stuck it to the oil and gas industry. So, and by the way, the coal industry in the state, who do you think they support? Kevin Cramer, not Heidi Heitkamp. She likes to talk about all she's done for coal. Well, the industry isn't supporting her. So, but here's the biggest worry, John. What if she won? How do you think she'd vote, knowing that she likely would be in her last term? How do you think she'd vote then?
Well, I would like to add just one thing, if I could, here, to get the people to remember why we have two senators. Here's my point. Knowing what she's done, knowing that Pomeroy did the same thing. These Democrats said one thing, and when push came to shove, they completely went against their constituents. Our founding fathers gave the smaller states two senators for a reason. And the reason was, and this is what a guy named, I believe it was Sherman from Connecticut, came up with it. Benjamin Franklin ran with it and said, this is right. This is correct. This is how you stop hearing from these big states. We, as a small state, having two senators, just like the state of New York and California, we cannot afford to put one of those people there that's going to reflect. Why should we give New York another senator? We absolutely have to put someone in there we know is going to reflect our views and our values. It's absolutely imperative, and they've had their chance. They had their chance, and they struck out.
I think that there are a lot of people in the camp you are that were fooled the first go around from, you know, fancy ads and nice talk, And, you know, Heidi, she does that Democratic dance very well of acting as though she's, you know, one of us in North Dakota, but goes back there and votes completely different, lives in her big, you know, million-dollar little D.C. soiree place and votes completely different. And I think people, they can't be fooled twice. They absolutely can. John, you analyze things very well. Thank you, sir. Don and Steele, go to our new Rockford and Williston, too, when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.